Bonjour, mes amis. Comment ça, amiga, amigo? Hello, everyone. This is SO Logic Radio and your host, Patricia Cleveland. I just wanted to say hello in as many languages as I have exposure to because I'm getting all kinds of connections from folks around the world. And I just wanted to acknowledge that I'd like to say I see you. I hear you. I read your internet correspondence, and trust me, I am trying to get out and back to each and every one of you. I don't have secretaries, so it's just really me reading and writing honestly back to you. So if you haven't heard back from me, be patient. I will be getting to you as soon as I can. If you need to get in touch with me, you can find me at bphcleveland@gmail.com. And you can go to my website, which is the Balanced Horse Project. Or you can check out this platform here, which is on PBS Radio, esologicradio.com. Anyway, I have another interesting day. A lot of the information that I'm going to offer you is not designed to tell you what to do, what to think, how to react. I'm actually just here to challenge you because we get kind of stuck in the way we think, or we hear a lot of information, or we're fed a lot of information, or we're programmed to think a certain way. And I come from a different line of thought, and my life experiences have taken me far beyond just physical thinking. And sometimes I come back into daily life and I look around and I'm going, is what we're doing actually real? Or is this just a really bad video game? I don't know. My love is to actually reconnect animals and people with the history and the memory of who they were, perhaps at the point of birth or before they were born. I have come up with a skill set that actually allows us to physically remove the birth trauma from animals. It's both energetic and physical in its nature, but it has a profound influence on the symmetry, the balance of the physical body. You see, I interpret the body as basically a transmitter and receiver. And the structure of the bones act like an antenna. And if the aerial, the antenna of the body is bent, it can't receive all the frequencies it needs to develop the potential within itself, the energy, the vibration, the harmonics, to actually stimulate a natural program, which medicine calls homeostasis, the ability to rebalance the internal and external function of your body. In other words, to heal itself. So I did a project called the Balanced Horse Project, and I really started just trying to understand, is homeopathics, essential oils, sound vibrations, are any of these things actually real? Do they really work on the body? And I led me into just many different levels of experimentation, discovery, self-realization, and personal empowerment. And from that, I'm here to share the question about really what's involved with redefining life, how to help ourselves, how to help our animals. Perhaps one in the same thing. by helping ourselves or helping our animals. We're helping the world we live in, this oscillating, vibrating, energetic field that takes on a physical form. The thing that drives our emotions, our interactions, and our joy. The world that actually is filled with strife and pain. And out of all of that, the human essence of love and peace, gratitude, and compassion constantly moves through our presence and allows us to perhaps evolve or maintain the world that we are in. So, just to let us get comfortable, find out and feel, I'd invite you to just sit down, shut off your mind, breathe in, hold the truth of who you are, regardless of what you do right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Just hold who you are in an absolute state of love. And understand that perfection is a fantasy. You are human. And the things you do are done to satisfy the resonant value of being human. And if you've done things to hurt your body, understand that it can be remedied and it can be cured. But it's up to you. It's not up to the doctor. It's not up to your friends. It's up to you. It's up to you wanting to look at who you are, what it is that you're really, really afraid of. Can you turn and face your dragon? And sometimes it's a pretty big dragon. Because we live in some pretty big states of denial. We've been led there. We're asked to stay there. And we're asked to basically continue to share this huge fear, this state of denial, this negative state of being. And the more people that are exposed to this negative influence in the human realm of thought, the more people vibrate at a lower rate. They pulse at depression, sadness, sickness, and death. And many of us who are very, very psychic, who are energetic, have been raised in societies and religions and in cults that say, hey, guess what? You do not have permission to use your psychic skills. You do not have permission to actually be aware of the creative being you actually are. Instead, we would like you to give us your power, your gift, so that we can use it against you, so that we can make you feel guilty, so that we can continue the state of fear, the dualism, the combat, the deception and separation of every living being on this planet. And if we can get you to stay in an energetic, isolated state, the resonant value of who you are as a collective consciousness will never be complete. And therefore, on an energetic level, you can be controlled. Your thoughts can be controlled. Your emotional states can be manipulated to feed and generate both sides, both light and dark. And that is the place that most people find themselves. So sit down and turn all that off. It doesn't matter whether you love a god or you honor something else other than yourself. At this moment, sit still. Breathe in and out. And as you do this, I would like to offer you the first step and let you honor yourself. The breath you take in, say thank you for. And as you breathe out, send compassion into the energetic field of who you are. Give yourself permission to say, I love me. I love the light that's within me, the spark that carries me through each day, the thing that discharges and I give to others, the thing I feel, the gratitude that's there before I ever say thank you to the light. Because within me, there is a spark of everything. Everything in the universe, everything is held within me. And as you love yourself, feel the radiance, the power of who you are. It doesn't come from your heart. And it doesn't come from your heart chakra. It doesn't come from your third chakra, your self-esteem. It is the emergence of all of these things. A unity of the blood, a unity of the cell, a unity of the water that makes up who you are. And as you go into this state of recognizing self-love, relax and hold the state and enjoy this next hour. Crisp, cool Canadian air. It's fall. It's at the lake. And I have my hiking boots on. I'm ready to go out to the edge of the water. The sun has just come over the top of the trees, brilliant colors of red and orange and yellow. The smell of pine it wafts off the limbs. And it merges with the oil from the cedar tree, and they're carried to my nose on the water molecules trapped in the air. Oh, what a feeling the fresh air is from the heaviness of the humidity in the south. Oh, my lungs fill up, and it's like the moisture, the oil that comes from the trees, the moisture that carries it to my lungs, allows me to heal from the inside out. And my feet carry me to the edge of the stony shore and the quietness, the mirror, the stillness of the lake reminds me of a place that I can go when I am absolutely in a state of balance. It's a place where it's still and everything merges and becomes one. And every time I'm at the lake, in this mirrored stillness, the harmonics of the water is in unity. It reminds me of that place, a place of connection, of greater knowledge, of completion, of being everything and nothing all at once. The mist of the day is still hovering just above the water. And the emergence of the air, the oxygen from the surface of the lake shares the intent of the environment of this area and how the day is going to be spent. Two eyes pop up out of the surface and they look at me. Big blinks. Amazement. Wow, what is that two-legged form? And then all of a sudden, it recognizes the intensity of my stare. And I don't mean to push it away, but there it goes, it's gone, under the water. And two rings of ripples go across the surface. They collide and intercept and move through each other and then go on. Like energy pulses, energy pulses, energy pulses. The frog is gone. Don't know where he went. But the essence of this water is almost like holy. It draws me every time I go to this place. I lift up my canoe, and I gently set in. I break the stillness of the surface, and I get in my canoe, and I get in comfortably. And I gently plant my paddle against the edge of the rocks, and I push out, and I float aimlessly with no desire, no intent. I allow the water to tell me where I need to go. And in the moment of being still, I go nowhere. I float. And I start to think about the importance of water in who I am. And what is my body water, my mind, my brain, every cell in my soul resonates with this water. It's special. It's not pure, but it makes me feel like I'm at home. The value of water is universal. It's in outer space. They don't say very much about it, but over 1,000 tons of water merge into the atmosphere of Earth every year. And in 1997, NASA proclaimed that they believe the original surface of the Earth had no water. And yet we live on a blue planet that's covered with water. It radiates blue back up into the universe. It forms who we are. And without water, the mysteries of life would be lost. Because you see, we don't quite understand that without water, we do not exist. Our brains do not exist. The transmission of thought, of energy waves, of emotion, state of disease, state of contamination. None of these things could be really recognized without the interaction and direct involvement of water. As I push the canoe across the surface, I see a fish roll in the weeds. And he dives down to a place where I know he can hide. And the place he's going is actually hidden from the minds of most men. But being the curious people that my family are, we've taken the time to go deep down under the ledges and shoals in this lake. And where the fish hide, the place where we cannot see, nature has developed formations of crystals. Crystals under the water, deep under the ledges of old rock. And these crystals vibrate and hum and purify the energetic state of the water of this great lake. The fish thrive when they're around these crystalline shapes. And the water of this lake returns to its natural vibrating state because the cottagers are gone and the noise has receded and the fall prepares it to go into a sleep state of regeneration as the ice covers the surface once more. I'm going to take a break. Enjoy this relaxing state. We'll be back in a few minutes with ESA Logic Radio.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
It's just so nice to sit and tell yourself you love who you are. And it has such a profound effect on your body. And if you told yourself you loved yourself with every step you took, would it make a difference in who you are? And would it make a difference in how people interact with you? Well, maybe do an experiment, and maybe not with every step you take. But maybe once in a while, just say, geez, I really love myself. Because you see, the resonant value of telling yourself that you love who you are actually has a very direct effect on your whole body and how you absorb and resonate with the environment around you. And this quality of resonation is based on the quality of water that makes up who you are. Yes, the quality of water inside of who you are helps to shape the world that you live in. It helps to understand the emotional impact that others may have on you or not having on you because you choose to strengthen the harmonics of who you are inside. Or you may strengthen the harmonics of your animals by giving them permission to love themselves, by going in to the barn and telling every horse that they're perfect in themselves and that they have permission to use their own universal knowledge to heal and love who they are. Or your dog. Have you actually sat down and actually loved your dog? Not petted your dog or said, hey, I love you, but feel the love, the heartfelt love from the core. Because when you feel that around an animal, it actually puts you in a state of neutral. And it allows the animal to actually start to say, hey, that person sees me as something good, as something special. Maybe I can, instead of running around and being really active and trying to get attention, maybe I can actually love who I am. So the word love is a great gift to give yourself. And love as a feeling is not pushed outwards. It's actually brought in to harmonize with all the molecules of water that makes up the cells of your body. It's very interesting when you go through and talk to different cultures, different people around the world. You start to listen to the folklore and the myth. And you start to understand that, inside of all of this old, made-up stories and histories, there's truth. And in the First Nations, the people of North America, there's truth. They have a way of honoring water. You see, in the First Nations, in the Aboriginal peoples, in the ancient cultures of both South America and in Australia and Africa, and I'm sure through the Orient and through Europe, the founding cultures understood that water was the first medicine. Water holds such an important place that it was considered the first medicine. And in Aboriginal cultures, the first thing they do before they eat their food or drink their water is to bless their water, to tell the water how important it is, to value it, to love it, to give the water sanctity before they consume it. Water as the first medicine. Water as the thing that came from outer space to come to the planet Earth, to create every life form, whether it's a plant or an animal. Water is present. And the water we have comes in different forms. It has the ability to hold different values of energy, different qualities of love. And the water in the plant and the water in you is directly affected by the emotional waves, the words, the images that are presented to us. A lot of you are very aware of experiments that are done in holistic medicines. And you most probably remember the name of Dr. Emoto, who came up with the idea of using the word love and gratitude and peace and thank you on pure water, as pure water as he could find. And he saw that there was a crystalline shift, a structure shift in the molecules of water. He would freeze the water after exposing it to, say, words, positive words, or classical music. And he would freeze this water so fast that they could then cut the ice and see the shape of the water molecule. And when things were based from the heart, the creative sound that evokes relaxation and love, the shape of the water molecules were amazingly beautiful. And they generated life. And they maintained states of growth and wellness. And when water molecules were exposed to negative concepts, terrible words, harsh sounds, pollution, the beauty of the water molecule was fractured. The harmonic state of being six-sided like a snowflake was fractured and broken and incomplete and distorted. And I looked at those water molecules and I went, hey, the twists and turns that those water molecules are taking on are reflected in the twists and turns that the skeletal design of the horses that were in my project, that's how their bodies twisted and shaped. And so the bones of the body are influenced by the harmonic waves that come through the cellular water, and that is imprinted in the body, and it takes on the twisted shape, the deformity of the harmonics that we expose the body to. That's very cool. That's very interesting. Now, most of you will say, well, everything on the planet is twisted. And I have to agree. Everything on this planet is twisted. And most of those twists are spirals. And they turn. Just like the current of water running out of your tap or down the toilet bowl. It twists. It turns. It makes a vortex. It has current, a charge. And that current and charge and force has polarity of positive and negative. But when water is in a balanced state, it likes to stay still. It doesn't like to move. Just like the mirror surface of the water at the lake in the morning. When it's left to its own, it's still. And it harmonizes with everything around it. It shares stillness. It's like a breath that never ends. That sigh in nature. But when the sun comes up and the radiant waves of the day start to come in and stir up the Earth's atmosphere, put in charge and heat, the wind comes and it stirs up the surface of the water. And the water moves, and it twists, and it turns. And the inside of a wave is not a straight line. It's a spiral. It's a twist. And it reflects the condition of the emotional state on the planet. It reflects the condition of the physical form, the physical shape, the spiral, the twist that everything on this planet grows with. And I think at one point in creation that everything was still, that everything was symmetrical. And with time and distortion from outside influences, I think the perfection of symmetry of the body, the perfection of the water, the healing quality of the water, and the state of health of us, the people, and our animals, reflect a direct relationship, a state of energetic decline. Water, if you live in the city, holds a different property than the water that I play in the lake. The water in the lake comes from the sky. It tumbles, it swirls, it twists, it turns, and it hits the surface of the water. Or it comes down off the hills where the trees were, and it brings with it minerals, and it twists and turns and rolls over rocks, and it smashes into each other, the molecules, and these molecules join, and they become clusters of what they call structured water. And these clusters hold information. They have the knowledge of the land that it just ran across. Was the ground clean? Or was it the land of the city where 20 million cars pass across the tarmac every day? And the water cascades down between the cracks of the rocks and takes on the dirt and the oil. Oh, and the harmonics of the cars and the screeching and the beeping and the emotions of people talking on cell phones and the radio waves and the microwaves and the metal. And all those signatures are imprinted in the water as it goes down the storm sewer and tumbles one molecule on top of another to join to create the knowledge of the surface of the city. And so the water from nature and the water that encounters man holds two different qualities. And for Dr. Emoto's wonderful research, he couldn't use the water that came from the city because it was so damaged, it was so twisted and incomplete that he felt that he wouldn't get the results that he needed to prove his, what they call, hado, the influence of our emotion on the purity, the balanced state of water. So, Dr. Emoto brought water from the purest place in the world. And that was found in a lake in Ecuador. And there are people now trying to set up research places and spas. And it's in La Mina, Ecuador. And here, the water is very pure. And it has a right balance of minerals. And the water has healing properties and energetic value. Higher energetic value than the water that's in the lake or coming out of the tap or that's in the bottle that you just bought at the store. This water contains, oh, very, very small pieces of gold and silver. And many of us understand what colloidal gold is or colloidal silver. We use it as healing properties for when we get sick. Well, nature holds these properties in naturally pure water. And this water is highly charged because it tumbles down from the mountains into the lake. And it is a receiver and transmitter when we say the word love. And just like the water in our body, it tries to take on the shape of the word, the harmonic shape of the word love. And whether you're sick or you're well, the harmonic shape of love, when you say love, when you think love, those things will resonate in the water of your mind. And it will also go through your cells. But if you can sit still and remember what it feels like to maybe be held by your mother, that feeling of nurturing from the heart, maybe you fell down and hurt your knee and someone came over to make sure that you were doing okay. But when they did, they moved into your energy field and they shared a sense of love. That envelope of love, that feeling of love, is what moves the water in your body to transform. And if you love your water before you drink it, it will bring a different energy to who you are. Now, at the Balanced Horse Project, I try different things because a long time ago, I walked away from mainstream medicine and thinking and care about animals. And so one of the experiments I did was I took a glass of water. Now, I have well water, so it has no chlorine. But it still has a bit of a, you know, mineral taste to it. So I put it up beside the speaker. And I went and I found some music that really resonated with how I feel as a person. And I ran that music for about 10 minutes with a glass of water beside it. And then I poured another glass from the tap. And I asked my husband, who believes that he's 6'2", well, until I started experimenting on him, and now he's 5'5". But anyway, that's another family joke. He tried the experiment for me, not knowing which glass was which. And he found that the water that had sat in front of the vibration of music was sweet and complete. So that's something you can do at home. I take a break and let you go get a glass of water. I'll be here when you come back.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone eventually.
Have you got your glass of water in hand? While I'm sitting here talking to you, maybe you would like to just put the palms of your hand around that glass. And not so much mentally say to the water, I love you, but actually feel, if you can, feel love. Or you can get a tape, piece of tape, and write love, 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 love. Stick it to the glass of water. And leave it there for a little while. Think about love and water. It's a pretty cool experiment. Or later on, go find some really great music, like classical music, and set your glass beside the speaker and see if it does not taste different between what comes out of the tap. You know, you don't really understand the impact that water has on your day-to-day life. You breathe it in. It goes into your lungs. It radiates outwards when you speak. It's in your tears. It's in your sweat. It's in your urine. It's in every bit of who you are. You know, I get to travel and I take my dog with me. She's a really good friend. She kind of keeps me grounded when I get stressed out. Dogs are good for that. They like to help humans. They love to love us, actually. And she was traveling in the back of my truck, and it was really hot. And, you know, I just went into the gas station, and I bought a bottle of water and poured it in her dog dish and offered it to her. And boy, did I ever get a look. It was like, for real? You actually think I'm really going to drink this water? And I looked at her and I didn't quite get it for a minute. And then it struck me. I have a dog who lives on a farm who drinks water, natural resource-based water. And I'm pouring water that most probably has come from some purification plant for some big city somewhere into her dish. And whether it has chlorine in it or not, it certainly does not have the energetic value that the natural water here at the farm has. So what did I do? Dumb me, or maybe well-trained me, went back into the gas station and I started reading the back of the water bottles. And I finally found a brand that did not have the imprint of the city water. And I took my divining rod, the poor lady in the gas station. I explained to her this was a learning process, a research project. I took my divining rod in. I actually do a lot of divining of the body because, hey, it's based on water, right? So I'm in there with my divining rod and I'm asking for the bottles that are either distilled water or charged water that have been purified, which one had the most energy in. And that's the bottle of water I bought for both me and my dog. And it was very interesting. I dumped the old water out and offered her the new water, and she dove right in, just like a duck. Drank it all up and said, oh, thank you very much. So our animals understand, whether it's instinctively or whether it's through the smell, I don't know. But our animals actually understand the importance of water and what they're willing to accept and what they're not going to accept if they have a choice. And sometimes our animals don't have a choice because we don't even have a choice. But water is very, very important. And you do have the ability to change the quality of water. You might not be able to get rid of, say, the chlorine or the fluorine, but you will be able to get the water to vibrate at a higher resonant state. And maybe the fluorine and the chlorine will become heavy, and maybe it will settle to the bottom of the glass. Maybe you don't have to drink all the water in the glass. Or maybe those chemicals will come to the surface. I'm not a chemist. I don't know. But you have the choice. You can take the water off the surface and not drink it. Or, like a good glass of wine that may have sediment in it, don't drain the glass. Take what's in the middle, because it'll have the value, a harmonic middle, a neutral place of love, a place of value that maybe your body can harmonize with. And that being the first medicine of your body may help to recharge every cell of who you are. I do a lot of off-the-wall experiments because I think that's the way I'm supposed to be. I put up prayer flags on the property because I read a book by Bruce Lipton about spontaneous evolution. And I read this book by Dr. Emoto on HADO, how to change water through your emotion of love. And I thought, well, if water's in the air and water is imprinted, if you write the word love on the bottle or the glass, it changes the molecular structure of the water. Perhaps the Buddhists had something going for them when they decided to put prayer flags up and let the message resonate through the wind and the air. And so I did. We hung up prayer flags. And now, whether it's a subjective opinion or not, I will leave to you. And maybe you'd like to try it. Just hang up one little napkin, one little piece of cloth, and write the words of love or your desire on it, and hang it out your window, or tie it in a tree, or maybe tie it to the roof rack of your vehicle as you go down the road. Maybe we could share our intent of breaking up the negative frequencies that are around us every day by just driving around with prayer flags on our vehicles and telling the world how much we love it. Because what happened at the farm is there is this profound stillness. I have really worked to ground the energy on the farm because some of the animals that come in here are absolutely, oh, they're like individuals that have come from torture chambers and they're shattered emotionally. They're like wounded warriors who cannot function with the noise and intent of the real world anymore. These animals are survivors of great trauma and they can't handle the noise. They can't handle the rugged, chaotic sound of machinery or angry emotions coming off of people or push human energy. And when I have cleared the land, these animals have come in and taken a big sigh and relaxed. I put the prayer flags up. And it's very interesting to note that every day the goat herd makes sure it walks underneath where these flags are posted. And every day the horses that I have in here to ask their bodies to regenerate, expand their field. They share time beside the flags in the direction that the wind is blowing the flag. So maybe they're getting some of that imprinted harmonics in the water molecules, and maybe that goes into their lungs, their eyes, or through the pores of their skin. I don't know how it all works. I'm only a human, but it's pretty cool to watch the shifts and the change. The other thing that happened is our trees got greener. Now, right now, I'm in the south, so I don't have snow like what's going on up north. But our trees should be losing their leaves. They should be saying, hey, it's too cold right now for us to have our green. We should be dropping our leaves. This is like the middle of November. My trees still have their leaves, and they're still green, while 2 miles away, the trees have already started to crumple the leaves, and the emerald color that filters through the water molecules of green still filters through the ground and helps to bring balance to my land. So whether I'm making it all up and this is a fantasy world, okay. But in my fantasy world, I'm honoring the essence of water. And it seems to be reflecting that recognition back. And when I purify the water with my hands, with the energy that emits from my palms, the feeling of love, I ask that love to be pulled into me, to make me complete and whole. And the animals that I care for, they receive the love of the land, and in the land is the water. And I have asked the land to receive the love and the purification that from the people and the animals that walk across it. And Crazy Pat has actually taken amplifiers, speakers, and found harmonics and turned the speakers face down and let the land know that I'm here and that I love her and that I'm really trying to neutralize the sounds of tractors and machinery that have imprinted in the molecules of the organisms that keep our grass growing. And when I've done this, there's been these huge surges. And I used to think, oh, well, maybe it's just the mineral quality. I'm helping the vibration of the minerals to increase. And perhaps I am. But the minerals vibrate within the coating of water. So maybe it's not so much the mineral, but the relationship of the mineral and the water. And they create this vibrational state. And that vibrational state stays active longer when the mineral balance in the water the pool is more complete. Maybe that's why the harmonics last longer. It's not depleted as quickly. There's so much to learn about water. There's structured water, which is basically what Dr. Emoto brought to the United Nations in 2006. Dr. Emoto put together a program to teach kids in school about the importance of love and water and harmonics. And I don't know if that program even is active anymore. His desire was to teach our children to love and to use the word gratitude and peace and compassion and to say these words and hold these words around the water they drink. And maybe it would change the harmonics of the next generation of people that take our place on this earth. Maybe these people would not be so easily motivated to fall into the negative frequencies of thought. Have you ever looked at the nervous system of your body? Have you ever actually just taken a medical book or gone online and looked at the brain and the spinal cord and the nervous system, all the nerves that run through your body, that drive your cells? Take a look at it. It looks like something that needs water to live in. I actually took a look at it, and I thought, geez, I might actually be a jellyfish. My thoughts are generated by a jellyfish. My emotional reactions are generated by a jellyfish that lives in an internal spacesuit with an environmental control based on water. Now that's an abstract thought, but really, go look at it. Are we jellyfish with a brain? Or does water control the shape and form that we take on? I'd like to come back a little later and expand on the thoughts of water in our life, because I think we're on to something very, very old and very, very amazing. So I think I'm going to step back for right now and let you say I love you to your water, or play some amazing music and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. This is Patricia Cleveland saying, have a great day, love yourself, and I'll talk with you soon. Bye.
It can happen to you. It can happen to me. It can happen to everyone.